All right, there we go. 7:38 in the Magic Valley, and we are going to chit-chat right now with Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Cheryl, good morning. How are you? I bumped my mic, and I made everybody scared to death there. Sorry about that.
I'm doing very well. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be super hot again this weekend.
The forecast is saying that.
I'm not looking forward to the heat, but hey, it's the weekend. How can we go wrong?
That's right, you know. And we've got some things to talk about. Of course, the business of the week, we'll talk about that just a little bit here. But not a leader? What are you saying to me here?
There are some people who do not aspire to be leaders, which is okay.
Okay.
You know, I have one board member who likes to tell me that, you know, he has no ambition to be vice president and chamber board president, work his way up, because he doesn't want that, which is okay to have that feeling, right?
Right.
The thing about it is, you know, we often sit there and think, well, I am not a leader. I just am an average person. What do I have to influence somebody else?
And so what should we do?
Well, that's
why you have this little list for me.
That's why I have the list for you. Here's the thing. Regardless of whether you think you're a leader or not, we all have the power to influence somebody else. And we hear the word now in social media about being an influencer.
All right.
And in the social media world, an influencer is somebody who has enough followers that they are being able to guide and somebody's purchasing decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had influencers.
Right.
They never had that buzzword. Right.
So now we have a word for it.
Right. Okay. We now have a word for it. So if you go back, you know, to other marketing, they've always been the athletes, the actors, the actresses, the singers who have been promoting products.
Right.
But we all have the ability to influence people around us. And I'm going to pick on you for a minute.
Okay.
Quickly. Who comes to your mind?
It's a quiz.
Yeah. Who comes to your mind that has made a positive impact on your life?
You know, the guy that owned this radio station when I first started, Al Lee.
What did he say to you?
Well, what he did, he said a lot of things to me, but he kind of took me under his wing. One thing I remember, and this is kind of radio stuff, so I don't know if you'll appreciate this or not, but he came in one time and he was, you know, and I was in high school, and he says one thing. He said, remember this, if you're near a microphone in a radio station, don't say something stupid.
And that has stuck with you ever since.
So that's one of the rules. But there's been a lot of people. I mean, throughout my career, I mean, I've been doing this for 40 years. So
it's different things. It's casual conversations. I had a casual conversation with somebody when I first moved here, and we were talking about self-reliance and food storage.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks later, this person says to me, hey, I want to thank you because you made a comment to me that made such an impression that I started decluttering and de-junking. Mm, and I'm like, what did I say? And he told me.
Because you're so organized. That's why.
Well, it was, I said less is more. You know, he had a habit of collecting things because they were given to him for free when he had one perfectly good working one.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do you need to keep that? Well, I might need it someday.
Right.
Well, you know, concept. And it's just kind of like, well, less is more. You need to be able to rotate through things and utilize them. But I had no idea that my comment, when you're looking at self-reliance and food storage and preparedness,
right,
that less is more would make such an impact on him, right?
That's true.
Right? So some of the things that an influencer does, and like I said, so many of us don't think that we make an impact on other people, which we're so wrong. We need to have better self-esteem of ourselves.
Right.
So influencers are positive and confident people.
Okay.
They never stop learning.
Correct. I can buy into that, yeah.
They respect others' opinions.
Okay.
And this is huge right now with what's going on in the world.
Right.
We can all have a difference of opinion, but you know, if we can listen and respect each other's opinions without saying, I'm not going to be your friend because you feel this way, you know.
I hope I never say that. I don't care what you really, I mean, you just do whatever. You do you. That's my theory.
They show empathy and compassion to others, and we spent quite a bit of time talking about that.
Yeah.
So here's something that you can ask yourself daily on things that you can do to influence somebody else in the business world. So first of all, one of the top questions is, you go into work today and say, how can I best serve people like nobody else in this industry?
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah.
And then you can say, what value do I bring? Now, this is huge for those of you who are still out of work. If you can answer what value I bring, then when you're in that job interview, you can just say, hey, I am, as Paul keeps pointing out, I'm super organized, right? I'm a problem solver.
That's right.
Or I am, you know, fantastic. I'm a great salesperson. I'm fantastic with people.
Right.
If you can hone in on your soft skills and say, this is the value that I bring either to my current job, or this is the value that I can bring to a potential employer, that's huge. And then, of course, you know, the last one kind of ties with the first one. Ask yourself and really strive to seek opportunities. What is one thing I can do right now to make somebody's life easier? And when you have these going on in your mind, in the back of your mind constantly, you are an influencer.
That's true. Business of the week. This is a good one.
Business of the week. Congratulations to Jerome 2020.
Perfect.
For those of you who do not know who they are the Economic Development Army.
I was going to say, they're the engine to this whole thing.
They are. Larry Hall has got a board of directors, and they really drive and bring in new businesses and really drive the economic development. So their picture is up on all four social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. They were in the newsletter that went out yesterday. So definitely, you know, find their picture, do a like and a comment if you want, but they really are doing great things around for us.
All right, next Friday, it's movie night at the, I always want to say North Park, but it's the ICCU Park.
ICCU Park, brought to you by Colin Ray State Farm, and it's pets too. So the instructions on the poster says starts at dusk. So you tell me what dusk is.
Yeah, well, that's right when sunset hits. Oh, I'm sorry.
About
9:45 there.
So they're saying, you know, keep social distancing in line, bring chairs and blankets, but come on out to the park to enjoy Pets 2, which is the first movie night for the summer.
Okay. Ellie Mae is going to be in town.
Yes, on July 31st. That's coming up fast. Summer Night of Worship at Canyonside Christian Academy.
Perfect.
And that event starts at 5 p.m. The actual performances will start at 6. They said bring chairs, blankets, and practice social distancing.
Joe Mama is going to be in town on the middle of August.
August 14th and 15th, they've got the rib eating contest happening again. So if you've got a team together and you want to try out for that rib eating contest. They had great fun with that last year. You need to go on the Joe Mama's website and register. Right. And all the other details you can find on Joe Mama's
gonna
there
be
as well.
Part of the Jerome County Fair and Rodeo there.
Yeah,
they're going to kind of tie into that.
Yep.
So that's going to be kind of fun. Okay, so we've got a couple other things. Ignite the Leader in You, September 10th. And you've got the awards banquet.
I do have the awards banquet.
Don't
forget October 2nd. So we will finally be able to give out the awards for the 2019 Business of the Year and all the other great awards and stuff that we will be celebrating that night.
So everybody listening right now, Cheryl sent me this big long list of people to call. If you're all listening, I'll just run through the list. And what I need you to do is just give me your credit card number and we'll get you taken care of. How's that sound? Was that a good sales pitch?
No.
Dang it. Okay.
Try again.
Okay. Expect a phone call from me if you're on my list. That's all I can say. All right, Cheryl, how do we get a hold of you?
208-324-2711.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Like what you just